Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We've got technical difficulties with my Dixie Chicks again. I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully someday we'll get it straightened out because I love those girls. Anyway, today is the second day of May of 2007, and I'm going to go into my announcements real quick. As always, as most of you know, freedom to fascism. You don't email me anymore. You email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And I want to remind everybody, it looks like this hate crimes bill is coming up for a vote tomorrow. This is serious. Ted Pike has been blasting the airwaves everywhere. As you guys know, you know, when I'm not on the air, I'm an avid RBN listener. And I also tune into other shows once in a while. I'm not supposed to tell you that, but I do. And I've heard him on a number of different networks blasting this. You guys need to pick up the phone and call 1-877-851-6437. Again, that's 1-877-851-6437. And let those Congress critters know we do not want any hate crimes legislation being imposed. And for those of you who have a cell phone and don't care whether it's toll-free or not, it would be 202-224-3121. Again, that's 202-224-3121. And with that, I want to tell you, you know, yesterday my show was on Codex. They're throwing us some more stuff about the supplements, the alternative medicines and your vitamins, and they're now trying to ban all of that stuff or make it illegal unless you have a prescription to get it. And I sent out a distress call, but I just sent out a note for anybody that wanted to give me an email about Codex. I want to thank Dave for the Codex material he sent. I give you guys accolades, all you listeners out there, because I'm telling you, I have got the sharpest audience. Remember, I came from mainstream media, and that audience, you know, watching Bill O'Reilly at night and tuning into me didn't have a clue. But you guys are pretty sharp cookies. And Dave sent me a whole bunch of Codex material, and I want to tell you, Dave, that we're going to talk about this subject again, Codex, before it comes up to be voted on. And I'm going to try to get John Hamill up on the air. I looked into his website, and I couldn't find a number for him, but I'm going to see if I can find him, get a number for him, get him up on the air so he can talk about it. This is a subject of concern to me because I do take supplements. I want to continue to take supplements. I've got one particular product I take every day that I don't think I could live without. Well, I could live without it, but I'd be lethargic. It reminds me of the old, for those of you old enough to know, remember Lucy on I Love Lucy, where they had that one segment on Vitamita Vegemin. Well, that's what it reminds me of, Vitamita Vegemin, because it gives me the energy I need to get through the day. And I don't know what I would do if they took that away from me. This is a very important subject to me. And I definitely want to have this guy up or somebody that is an expert on the subject. I also want to thank Joy in Gilbert, Arizona. Joy, you didn't think I'd remember that you lived in Gilbert. I had a couple callers that called in asking about a petition or asking who we get a hold of. And Joy from Gilbert sent me an email yesterday giving me a petition that we all can sign regarding this Codex and telling them that we do not want this. Now, I'm going to go to a break. When I get back, I'm going to put out my email address again. Send me an email, and I'll send you the petition. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, live from Round Rock, Texas. See you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I was mentioning before the break that Joy from Gilbert had sent me some information on this codex and a petition that can be signed, which I noticed on there's tens of thousands of people that have already signed it, folks. And if you want to get in on this, and I would strongly suggest you do, because, again, I'm a firm advocate of being able to go into a health food store and buy vitamins or my supplements because I need them. Send me an email at discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000@yahoo.com, and I'll send you out a copy of the petition. You can sign it, and it'll automatically go in there. And let's do our part here, because this is serious. This is, to me, it's almost as serious as the hate crimes legislation, but they're coming at us from all angles here, gang. And, I mean, we've got to do something about this. This is just downright insanity. I'm going to shift gears. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just really quickly touch on a few articles, nothing big. I'm not going to read the whole articles, and I've got a guest. Now, I had a guy on last week that had written an article about, it was actually about Mr. Bush, okay, senior. And I'm going to have him up today for question and answers because I've got a little surprise in store for you. The article has been posted. I've had a number of emails that I got right after after the show that I did with him, telling me that there's a little bit of confusion and, they didn't really know exactly what was going on and so forth. So now the article is posted. I'm going to bring you into the article. I'm going to get Don up and on the air today, and we're going to go through some of the particulars with this again. But I think you're going to find this show very, very fascinating because we've got pictures. So it's going to be fun. So let me just shift gears here for a few minutes. And I want to talk about, just for a short stint, I want to talk about the IRS. You know, I've got my difficulties with the Internal Revenue Service. And you know what fascinates me about these people is that they tell you that you have certain rights. that you can apply for, you know, a due process hearing or whatever. And I happen to be in that process right now. And what I find fascinating is that they, before you go into a quote collection process, by law, they're supposed to allow you a due process hearing. So they sent me one of these letters a few months ago, and I looked it over, and they give you 30 days with which to respond to it. And I did just that. I responded within my 30-day period. And this is back, I don't know, February, something like that. So I responded to this due process letter, and it came out of Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm expecting, you know, them to send me a letter at some point in time saying, well, okay, we've got a hearing, and it's set for such and such a date. Well, why should I be surprised? I get a letter the other day that from a different office in the same General Valley, and instead of out of Phoenix, it's out of Tempe, Arizona, which is maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 miles from there. Totally different agent, totally different address, telling me that I have 30 days to request a due process hearing, or they're going to implement collection proceedings. And I find that interesting because it's beginning to look to me like what they basically do with people is play a shell game. On the original due process hearing, I sent in a request for certain documents in order for me to comply with their hearing. I needed to have certain facts together before I would proceed forward with a hearing. Rather than give me those documents that I know that they have, okay, they turn me over to a completely different agency, completely different guy, and they start over again. Of course, I guess that's no surprise, huh? At any rate, I just thought that was rather interesting. And, you know, speaking of the IRS, I wanted to just touch on these things really lightly. For those of you who have not heard, on the Ed Brown situation, there was an article that came out just a couple days ago, okay, by Margaret Sanger Katz, that's talking about the tax protest backers vowing to disobey, which is Ed and Elaine Brown. And I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but I found it interesting to note that in a press conference after the sentencing hearings, U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier said the warrants for the couple wouldn't go away and said his office, now get this, folks, his office would begin arresting and charging supporters who provide, quote, assistance, aid, or comfort to the Browns, unquote. Now, tell me, what exactly does that mean? How do they define assistance, aid, or comfort? Does that mean if you make a telephone call to the Browns and you say, well, I feel for your situation and, I understand that and I have empathy for you, does that mean that you're complicit in this and they're going to come out and arrest you? I would say that's very broad, would you not? And also, I think, yeah, one more paragraph in here I want to read to you. It says, there have been suggestions that those visitors have also brought guns and other military supplies. The Browns voluntarily turned over all their weapons in May as a condition of their release on bail. But Ed Brown has been seen by reporters with a gun since his trial, and internet postings have hinted that the Browns have received items on an internet, quote, wish list, unquote, which called for weapons and body armor in addition to cash and paralegals. On his daily internet radio show, I wonder what station that is. On his internet radio show Monday, Ed Brown told a caller that marshals had not removed all of his defensive, quote, equipment when they took his guns in May. I wonder where they're getting that from. And I wonder how they define assistance, aid, or comfort. And, you know, this goes back to the old divide and conquer situation, because we know that at the onset, even before Ed Brown, or even before Ed Brown's wife Elaine decided to cut her shackles or cut her little ankle bracelet and go back with him, they were having a lot of people come to their aid, and they were stopping by, and they were staying for a while, and they were visiting, and they were having dinner with him and so forth. Okay, now I don't know whether that's still going on or not, but now what they're saying is that they're going to start arresting people, anybody that assists them in any way. And so that, to me, is, again, divide and conquer. They're trying to scare, again, with their wonderful scare tactics, they're trying to scare people into backing off of the Browns. So at some point in time, evidently, they are going to make their move. When that is, I'm not sure. But tell you what, I haven't opened up the phone lines, but I've got Carol from Pennsylvania on the line. Carol, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hello. I called you yesterday on Rima Labo. You do not want that woman on your show.
I don't?
No, you don't.
Now, I tell you, I called the number that I had for her, Carol, and it was disconnected. So maybe that's a sign from above?
Okay, well, I just talked to my girlfriend, and the April 19th issue of the Idaho Observer tells why.
Okay.
Now, John Hamill, you definitely went on.
Okay.
John Hamill was speaking to an audience up in Canada, and this Truman Tuck is his name, had paper served on him while he was speaking.
Wait a minute now. Truman Tucker?
Yes.
Had what served on him?
Paper served on John Hamill because he was speaking to a group about what was going on with the Kodak.
Truman Tucker, who's that?
I don't know.
Had what kind of paper served on him?
Not good, because he was telling the truth about this. They're not going to just out and out vote to stop Kodak. They want to push it through the North American Union.
Right, yes, I understand that. Okay.
Yeah, so, and Ray Malabo had papers served on this gentleman named, I got notes here, so bear with me.
Okay.
Kevin Miller, she was suing him because on his website he had, it's called Friends of... Wait a minute now. You got a whole...
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. Take your time.
Take your time, but hurry up, Carol. No.
I think it was Friends of Freedom.
Okay.
And she wanted it off of the website, and she was suing him. And Ray Malabo is not a good person.
Okay, but what...
He had information about CAFT on his website. It's called When We Become Silent.
Okay.
And Ray Malabo's out there. She was angry because she didn't want the North American people to know that it was coming through the North American Union.
Interesting. So now, do you think that might have anything to do, and I don't know, but do you think that might have anything to do with the fact that she's married to this General Stubblebine?
Possibility.
Okay.
Who knows? You know what? I got to thinking, and I says, boy, we're in more trouble than I could have even fathomed. This is just too much.
Well, have you got a computer, Carol?
I definitely do, sir.
Okay, well, I was going to say, drop me an email. Joy from Gilbert sent me an email yesterday with this petition, and I signed it and sent it off. And I'm requesting that everybody send me an email and do the same thing. And, you know, I give – it's kind of a double-edged sword with me, because I give out my email address to do my best to try to help and, you know, thwart all of these things that are being thrown at us. But on the other side of the coin, I get inundated with emails, and it takes me sometimes 3, 4, 5 hours to go through them. So – but send me an email. I'll send you a copy of the petition.
Uh-huh.
And if you have anything on this, what I'm trying to do is I went into John Hamill's site, and I couldn't find anything that gave me a phone number on him, because I want to try to get him up and on the air.
Okay, here's the stopcodexgenocide.com, right? His website.
I don't know. I've got it written down at home on in front of my computer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's stopcodexgenocide.com is his website. And I've heard him on the radio, and he told that we shouldn't be so much worried about this as of yet unless that North American Union goes through.
Okay.
That's the big one.
Well, this is why I want to get an expert on there, because I don't claim to be an expert. All I know is that it concerns me just like it concerns you. I'm a listener as well as a broadcaster, and I take these supplements, and I don't want them yanking them out of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one product I take, it's a super silver product. It reminds me of that old Lucy show, Vitamita Vegemin. You know,
yeah.
Are you tired, listless, and poop out at parties? And yes, the answer was yes until I started taking this, and I have all kinds of energy now that I didn't have before. And if they took that away from me, that would aggravate the heck out of me. So, but anyway, listen, I appreciate your information, okay?
Okay.
Now, do me a favor. Now, keep listening, because I had a show on last week with Don Nikoloff on it, and I got a bunch of emails from people saying, well, I'm confused, and I don't know, blah, 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 what's going on? What are you saying? The article is now posted. Okay, and I'm going to get Don up on the air for a question and answer, but this article is literally going to blow your mind. Because
what's your website, sir? Where
I'm
your
not going to just keep listening, because I'm going to give the website out to everybody at the same time. Okay, as soon as I get through with these other articles, and then I want everybody to go through at the same time. And I got an email. Well, I got a telephone call. I didn't, but the station did, from a couple of listeners up in the Northeast somewhere that were saying, well, you know, we prayed about it, and we don't think Michael should be on the air because he's too negative. And I'm going to try to offset that with a little positive note. I got to go to a break. Stay with me, okay? I'll let you go when I get back. Keep listening, though, Carol, okay? We'll see you in 3, unless you have something else. Be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I've still got Carol on the line. Carol, have you got another thought here?
Yeah, last week I was listening to you, and you had a caller that complained about the music.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think he was from my area, and you have to forgive him because one of two things. Either he belongs to the neocon nut website, Free Republic, because they're the only ones I've ever seen complain about the Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
Or it's because of the contaminated water in my area is so bad. No, I'm serious.
Really?
I'm serious. The water is so bad here, and we got a lot of mental cases here. Come on.
Well, you know what? They're
and he sounds like a mental job.
Yeah, well, they're coming at us from all angles. But, you know, I had another caller that called in, if you were listening to that show, and they said that, you know, he had misunderstood the words, which is true. If you listen to the words, and I wasn't even that sharp that day, or I would have come back with that. Thank God for my listeners. I mean, you guys are the sharpest out there. But anyway, he misheard, or, you know, he thought that they were saying something that they weren't saying. But at any rate, the Dixie Chicks were a great band, and I really give them credit for coming out and saying that George Bush, they're ashamed that he was from Texas, because I agree, you know.
Well, I hope the listeners went to Freedom Forum and read that thing on Bush.
Well, you know what? That's what's coming up here. I'm having Don Nikoloff up on my show. Now tell me, that thing that you read in the Freedom Forum, did it show the picture?
Yes, there was three pictures.
All right, don't go any farther.
I put them on a disc.
This is a secret until I bring it up, so you can't.
I won't. I put them on a disc, though. I saved them.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. What did you think of it?
sick in my stomach.
Right, and that's what I'm going to do. See, I said I mentioned that I had this caller that called in and was talking about they thought I shouldn't be on this show because I needed to be more upbeat. And when people look at this, and I'm going to give out the website shortly after I cover these other two articles, okay, people look at this, they're going to get sick at their stomach and probably depressed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offset that by a little bit of tunes, okay, while they pull up the website. And I'll show you that in a minute. But thanks for your call, Carol. I'm going to cover these.
Okay, thank you. I got to go turn my radio off.
Okay, thanks, dear. All right. Bye-bye. Anyway, okay, two other quick things. Then we're going to take a break. And then I'm going to direct you into the website that you can read this article. I don't want you to read it yet. I want you to look at the picture for a minute. It's going to be depressing and a bit sickening, but I'm going to offset that by humming a positive tune. All right, so anyway, back to the IRS for a minute. I want to just read you real quick. Do you know that the IRS, a man ran a secret bank from his Washington home, and the IRS has arrested this guy for operating a, quote, warehouse bank out of his susuburban home, taking at least $28 million from people around the country who wanted a discrete bank account, according to court documents. Now, this guy didn't steal anybody's money. He just set up a bank account, took their money, put it in the bank, and charged a fee, okay, for doing transactions for them and allowed them to have their money anytime they want. But the IRS has stepped in. They didn't like that because now they don't have access to all these other people's bank records. But it's just typical of some of the things the IRS does. And to show you how really whacked out this world has gotten, this one is mainstream news, guys. ABC News. The title of it's the $67 million pair of pants. Now, is somebody going to get taken to the cleaners? A $10 dry cleaning bill for a pair of trousers has ballooned into a $67 million civil lawsuit that was filed by a judge in Washington, D.C. Boy, the corruption never ends, does it? I mean, I'm telling you, $67 million. This guy is claiming that they posted on the outside of their building, satisfaction guaranteed. And his satisfaction wasn't guaranteed, so he's suing him for $67 million over pain and suffering over a pair of pants. Does it get any wilder than that? Okay, let's see. Now, for you, those of you that were listening last week, I had Don Nikoloff on my show with a breaking story about some of the players in Nazi Germany, about a little bit about Nikola Tesla, and about George H.W. Bush. And I had several emails from people who, they wrote me and they said, well, where do you go to find it? I don't know what website to go into. And people said, I didn't understand what was going on, blah, blah, blah. So this article has now been posted. And for those of you that do not listen to the Idaho, or do not subscribe to the Idaho Observer, or do not have internet, I'm bringing back Don on the line here for questions and answers, but I'm going to direct you after the break into a website that is going to show you this article, and it's going to show you a picture. Now, I want to ask you, don't read what's below the picture. I want you to just stare at the picture just for about a minute, and when you get sick and depressed, don't worry, I'm going to offset that by humming a little positive tune, okay? Because I want this show to be positive. You know, I have to report negative stuff on this program, but let's offset it with some positive mental notes. Okay, let's see. What else was I going to do here before the break? Don, he's up on the line now? Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and bring Don up before the break. And Don, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Michael, can I ask you to have your engineer turn the audio feed down just a little bit?
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of distortion.
Are you getting that, Marcus? Okay. Is that better?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Excuse us, folks, here while we do a little technical clarification here.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a bit better.
Now, what I'm going to do, as I mentioned, and you were listening, I'm sure, Don, is that right after the break, which is coming up here in just a minute, I'm going to direct them into this website, and I want them to stare at the picture. And for the sake of keeping my show on a positive note, I'm going to hum a little tune for them, okay, while they look at that. All right, so bear with me on this, okay?
Is it Dixie Chicks by any chance?
No, it's not the Dixie Chicks. All right. So this is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us, folks. This is going to get really good, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for question and answers for Don, the writer of this fantastic article. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, CN3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Okay, now, what I'm going to do, first of all, for any of you that are not near a computer, you're driving in your car, whatever, don't worry about this. If you have a pen and you can write this down without getting in an accident, okay, write it down. If not, you can go into the archives later on when you get home from work or whatever you're doing, and you can access this. Now, for all of you that are near your computer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a website, but I'm going to instruct you. I want you to go into this site, and I want you to just look at the picture for about 30. Now, there's a lot of writing underneath it, and it's an explanation of the picture. Please don't read it at the moment. Now, I know as soon as I say that, everybody's going to go right in there and read it. But please, honestly, don't do that. And what you're going to see might sicken you. It might depress you. So I'm going to offset that with a positive tune, because I want this to be upbeat, don't you see? So, with no further ado, I'm going to give you about, 45 seconds to a minute. I'm going to give you the website. I'm going to let you go in there and look at this. Then I'm going to bring Don back on, And we're going to talk about it. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 1-800-313-9443. We'll give you a little bit of an overview of what this is all about, and then you guys can start calling in and asking your questions. So without further ado, I want you to go to www.rents.com. That's R-E-N-S-E. And when you get in there, I want you to scroll down just a little bit to where it says Featured Stories, Tesla, Man of Lightning. And it goes on to say the true story of Nikola Tesla and his murder. Now, I'm going to give you about 45 seconds to do this. Meantime, I'm going to hum a positive tune for you so we can, so you don't get too depressed. You ready? Go. Let me tell you about a song I wrote. I can sing it note for note. Well, don't worry, ba bum bum bum. I'll be happy, ba bum bum bum. Okay, that's about 45 seconds. Now, if all of you are in there, Don, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Well,
hey, I've got to interrupt again.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
That feed back to me has got to come down because it's distorting like crazy.
Okay.
Good 20 dB would be good.
Okay. Marcus, have you got that? All right. Okay.
And we'll try again.
Now,
okay,
what I want
I
you to...
I apologize for that.
Hey, that's all right. Don't worry. It's not your fault. It's a technical problem. Yeah. Okay, now, folks, what you're looking at in here is what? Well, I'm going to let Don explain what it is. First of all, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I want you to give an overview of what this is, Don, because this is an extremely well-written, very well-researched article you did, and it took you a year to, I don't know, it was over a year to research this before you put it out. And it's really an extension, sort of Webster Tarpley's book, The Unauthorized Biography of George H.W. Bush, isn't it?
There are some elements that line up with his research.
Mm-hmm.
I did read his book, and I agree with his research, but it wasn't the only source of information that I used.
Oh, no, I know there's plenty of it, and you document that. But give us an overview here, and tell us about this picture, Don.
Okay, first of all, the picture came from the personal collection of Otto Skorzeny. Now, a lot of people know who he is, and there are probably just as many that never heard the name before.
Okay, well, tell us who he is.
He was an SS assassin. He was a sort of a special ops secret operations individual, and he was also Adolf Hitler's bodyguard.
Okay. And you have a picture of him with Adolf Hitler, I know, in this article, do you not?
Yes, further down in the article, there's he actually provided that particular picture as well.
Right. Okay. So tell us who's in the picture.
Okay. In this picture, if we started from the front, very front, there's a man sitting down in a white shirt and a tie, smiling with his head turned to his left.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Reinhard Gehlen. He is the head of the Gehlen organization. He was a master spy, a master SS assassin. To name a few of his jobs.
Okay.
Now, to the extreme left, sitting in front of the piano, is Martin Bormann. Martin Bormann was also an SS assassin.
Now, excuse me, let me stop you there. Is that a Navy uniform that Martin Bormann is wearing?
That's a German Navy uniform.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Bormann spent some time working on a farm up in North Germany, and during that time he befriended many soldiers, and he became known to Adolf Hitler. He eventually became like a personal secretary,
mm-hmm,
to Adolf Hitler, handled many of his business affairs and fundraising. He made sure that bribes got paid to the correct people, that sort of thing.
So this is, I mean, this whole thing, before you go any further, this whole thing is sort of a family friend portrait, right?
This is like a reunion type of photo, or possibly a parting photo. In other words, this is a memento before everybody went about their duties.
Okay, I got you. All right, continue.
Okay, in the back of the picture, in the center, his head is next to a lampshade.
Yes.
That is the infamous angel of death, Dr. Joseph Mengele.
And I think we all have heard of that name. That's the fellow that was in Auschwitz that was doing all the dirty deeds and operations and so forth on live twins. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
A real sicko. Right. Okay, continue.
Okay. To his right, sitting in front of the window in a T-shirt, is Otto Skorzeny.
Well, now that would be to his left.
Well, to his left, I should say our right.
Yeah, okay.
To the right in front of the window. Pardon me.
Okay, so to his left, to our right, would be Otto Skorzeny.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, in the middle, and basically almost sitting directly in front of Skorzeny, but leaning forward a bit, there's an older man. That is George H. Scherf, Sr.
George H. Scherf, Sr., okay.
Okay, he eventually became Nikola Tesla's assistant, we'll call him, because there are varying accounts that he was a secretary or an accountant. And he did do those things, but I prefer to use the word assistant. My research shows me that, in a sense, he was an assistant.
Okay, now, for those listeners and or those emailers that emailed me that were a bit confused, they were confused about what we were speaking about last week. And this article, by the way, and I give you accolades for this, Don, because you've well described everything that's going on here. But I want you, for the sake of these listeners, to tell us about that young, good-looking gentleman in the middle.
Okay, the one in the German Navy uniform.
Yes.
That's George H. Scherf, Jr.
Okay.
Okay. He was trained specifically to work on behalf of Adolf Hitler to spy on Nikola Tesla and to steal his inventions or whatever inventions he could.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is the person that's supposed to do that is sitting next to his father, who is working for Tesla. Let's take note of that.
Wait a minute now. The person that's sitting next to who?
To George Scherf Jr. is George H. Scherf Sr., his
okay.
father.
Right. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And who went to work for Tesla.
Right.
You have to ask yourself, how did they arrange, for him? What was the significance of him being the person that would manage Tesla's affairs? This had to be choreographed.
Okay.
You just don't show up from Germany and start working for the most prolific scientist in history.
Right. But I want to center on this gentleman in the uniform, George Scherf, Jr.
Mm-hmm.
As our listeners go through and read this article and you tie in, you connect the dots, if you will, and you tie in the dates, times, places, and so forth, and as you look at the pictures, and by the way, folks, you can also go in and to Google, and you can Google George H.W. Bush pictures. And I've done that. I've gone back. I've seen young pictures of George H.W. Bush. And Don, who's this guy sitting in the middle?
Well, according to Otto Skorzeny, that's George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right. And I've gone in and I've looked at, I've done many comparisons on my own investigation of pictures of George H.W. Bush and compared them with this photograph, and I have concluded as well, not even looking at your research, but I have concluded as well, just by virtue of this picture, that is indeed about a 15-year-old George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, I would even guess possibly 14. Hitler had actually begun recruiting the youth into the movement. So there's a strong possibility that he could have even been begun his training as early as age 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to add a statement, if I may.
Go ahead.
This is on behalf of the wonderful emails and calls that everybody's getting regarding people's opinions about the possibility that this could have occurred or... You know, people get into arguments about when the Nazi Party started. You know, that we have this fixed date of 1933.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, that's what they want us to believe.
Okay? Right.
These plans were in the making for hundreds of years. And we know that if you study the Illuminati, you know that these things aren't just hatched one day. Somebody wakes up and says, oh, guess what? I think today we should start the Nazi party. You know, let's find a candidate to front it.
Right. These things are well thought out long in advance, and nothing in politics happens by accident. We all know that. This is an educated group of listeners. Of course, I'm sure that we do have some new listeners out there, along with maybe a few skeptics. But the bottom line is that with all of the research, and I implore all of the listeners, new, old, seasoned, whatever, I want you to go in and read this article, not just once. I want you to read it two or three times and absorb the meticulous research that Don Nikoloff has done on this, because I have gone beyond that. I've read this article two or three times. Actually, three times I've read it. But I've also compared this to other events, times, and places with other writings, such as Webster Tarpley and the unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush. And I've run across this in different places. The time element fits. Explain to him, if you would, Don. Now, this is in 1938 or thereabouts.
Well, yeah, I'm guesstimating, mm-hmm. but it appears based on the ages. Of course, we can't rely on the published ages of certain people. I've proven this in their own statements in this document, in this article, and I've looked at so-called official documents, and you know, when you wield the type of power that certain people that want to control the whole planet wield, they can pretty much pay for any paperwork they want. And you know, it's like we ask the media to be honest with us and start publishing the truth about what's going on. Well, why do we expect those that lie to us or deceive us to start telling the truth? Why do we expect that they'll start doing that? So we have to take it upon ourselves to find these things out. My purpose was to do some background research on how the Federal Reserve got started.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, and this is really about a year, a good solid year and a half or a little bit more of just everyday research. During that time, the Otto Skorzeny story came out. And it came out from Eric Orion, who was on RBN. He had an interview with Greg Zismansky on the investigative journal.
That's Eric O'Brien, is that right?
Oh, no, he goes by Orion.
Orion, okay. Yeah.
Is Berman.
Okay.
And he was dating Skorzeny's daughter, which is how he came upon the pictures.
Right, that was a Jewish girl, if I remember, right? Or he was Jewish.
Well, he's Jewish.
Yes, okay.
You know, I don't know that whether or not Otto Skorzeny was Jewish.
I'm just saying his daughter, he was Jewish. Eric was Jewish, yes. And he was dating Skorzeny's daughter. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I started to see, first of all, there were some lines being crossed here, because in the process of looking at the Federal Reserve, of course, you go into the banks, and I had suspected that Nikola Tesla's technology had been stolen and sold to other countries, and it was evident in how there were cases springing up in relationship to patents.
Mm-hmm.
Who was going to get credit, and it seemed like it was just too hard to believe that Marconi, for example, would be developing technology years after Tesla had developed it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's even a document in this article that I've determined is really a bogus document that's intended to obfuscate or to deceive us in terms of its actual publication. The date is much later than the actual technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to support that because the document, which is fairly clean typewritten document, is not like the documents that I found in researching some of the old newspaper articles.
I see. Well, listen, touching on Tesla for a moment, it was George Scherf Jr. was the fellow that was titled, what is it, Curious George? This is the kid that was always going into and sniffing through Tesla's documents, right?
Yeah.
And now, and at what geographic location was this? Was this in the United States or was this in Europe?
Oh, that was in New York.
It was in New York. And yeah, the time frame there was around 19 what? Do you know?
The exact year, well, you'd have to put him about I'm going to say around 1938, 1939.
Right. So it was shortly after this photo was taken.
I would guess that that would be the case.
Right. Yeah. If indeed, and it looks to me, with the research that I've done, the pictures that I've compared, the article that I've read of yours, and I've researched your documentation and your sources, and this looks to me, along with the timelines, to indeed be George H.W. Bush. But what I'm trying to connect the dots on is that right there, this is taken in Europe, obviously, around 1938. So it had to be shortly thereafter that George Scherf Jr., i.e. George Bush, came to the United States and was, I guess, adopted by, was it George Herbert Walker?
No, it was according to Scorzani, Prescott Sheldon Bush adopted him.
Okay.
Now, that throws up some red flags because, first of all, it's highly possible. But I found that, again, the lines crossed, and it caused me to look a little further.
All right, let's hold that thought, Don. We're going to go to a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. This is republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with us. It's going to get better.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour, and we're talking about, well, actually, we're talking about George H.W. Bush and the article that has just been recently posted in the Idaho Observer, and also it's up on rinse.com for your reading enjoyment. Don, you want to continue here with a short segment? I'm going to open the phone lines. It's 800-313-9443. If you want to call in, you have a question or comment about it. Look forward to hearing from you. Go ahead, Don.
Well, what would you like to hear next?
My only mild confusion is that, yes, this is on or around 1938. Now, I know that according to official documents, which I understand that we cannot believe, okay, George Bush joined the Army Air Corps in 1942, okay? So that was approximately, 3 to 4 years after this picture was taken. Now, in the meantime, he somehow got from point A, which is wherever this is in Germany or Switzerland or wherever it is, over to the United States and was basically Curious George, who was stealing documents from Nikola Tesla. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That was a complaint that Tesla had often about George Bush. He was like a curious little monkey, and he called him Curious George.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the story came out of that, subsequently.
Right, but so in your estimation and through your research, what have you been able to ascertain as far as how he got from point A, which would be in Switzerland, Europe, or wherever it is, to point B, which would be into the United States and be adopted by Prescott Sheldon Bush?
Well, assuming that we buy the story that he was adopted, that could very easily could have been facilitated by the fact that Prescott Bush was a director at Union Banking Corporation. His father-in-law, George Herbert Walker, set up the deal for the Harriman brothers to purchase Hamburg America Lines.
Right, and we know that
ties him in with the Warburgs.
Right, and we know that Brown Brothers Harriman got busted in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act in supplying funds to Adolf Hitler, correct? So, I mean, it all ties in.
Yeah, actually, it was discovered in 1941 and shut down in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
And this had repercussions because it involved not just Union Banking Corporation, but Kuhn Loeb and Company, probably Goldman Sachs.
Right, and all of these people that you're naming, Don, and this is what fascinates me about this article, you went down the rabbit hole on all these people. And ironically enough, you've got immigration dates, you've got lies that they made to immigration, you've got documents that show at what point in time they came over here. And so this all obviously was a well-planned agenda. There was a conspiracy here to indeed, preempt the New World Order. I mean, this goes back a long, long way.
Yeah, you have to ask yourself the question, why would someone lie about where they were born or when they were born? People do it all the time. Obviously, that's why we have identity theft today. They were good teachers for those that are doing it today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we got about a minute here. We're going to go to another break at the top of the hour. Looks like we've got calls starting to come in, Don.
Sure. Happy to take it.
Now this lady, the first lady that's calling up here, did send me an email about it, and I directed her into the show that you did with Don Harkins. Now, I don't know whether she went in there and listen to that show or try to get a hold of your wife. But we'll bring her up after the break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with us. We've got Don Nikoloff on the line. We're talking about George H.W. Bush and where he really came from. We'll be back in 3, republicbroadcasting.org, and that rhymes.